Okay, so this is gonna be like my first time doing a podcast, but I've always been looking into it. So I was scrolling through Instagram today, and anyway, I see this guy that he's a popular influencer, you know. At one point in time, I'm not gonna say he was dominating Instagram or dominating like the internet or anything like that, but he was pretty well known or whatever. He's died down since then. But anyway, recently his wife, we're unsure if they're married or not. Anyway, she left him, and I came across this post where he posted he was working out with this woman or whatever, and he was like, "Oh well, a lot of y'all are gonna think this post is sexual and whatever and blah blah blah." And I immediately went to the comments. The comments were basically saying the same thing I was saying, like, "Sir, are you trying to convince yourself or us? Because we didn't say anything." Like, it was almost like like, you know how when people basically know they dead ass wrong, so as they doing something that's dead ass wrong, they're gonna basically like kind of like not start an argument with you, but get defensive before anybody says anything. Like, that's basically what he was doing. But anyway, I said all that to say he know he's dead ass wrong, and the girl who left him, she's pregnant. She still hasn't had her baby, and this is not his first time. You know, like, I don't really know much about him, but from what I'm hearing, like, this is something that he does on the regular. And so that made me think, like, you know, let me do a podcast, because I feel like a lot of people don't really talk about this. We're not even gonna talk about, I mean, sure, we could talk about the whole baby mama, baby daddy thing, but that's not what I'm getting into this podcast. That's not what I'm getting into this for. You know, I'm honestly, I just want to like touch on the fact that people don't realize that just because a man has money doesn't make him valuable. It doesn't make him a good man. It doesn't make him, you know, because I feel like a lot of women suffer and put up with shit because this nigga got money. Sis, one thing I can say is, yes, don't be with no broke nigga, but don't let no nigga break you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these men with money, they're actually the most abusive because they have money and they hold it over your head. Even if you make your own money, you know what I'm saying? They're putting you up with a certain lifestyle, and you may have an allowance or whatever, however it goes, whatever your agreement is. And they use that against you to basically abuse you mentally, sometimes physically, verbally a lot, you know. But I feel like a lot of women are kind of taught to put up with bullshit because a man has money. And no. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of men with money, they view women as disposable. They look at women as something, I don't even want to say something you can buy, but almost like something you can buy. And like, I'm not saying all men with money are like this, but I'm saying a lot of them. A lot of them are just, I don't even want to get into the cliche of not healed or anything. Like some of them are just really messed up. They had rough childhoods, you know. They may have been abused, neglected, whatever the hell, and it really messed them up real bad. And the fact that you have money doesn't change that. You know, it doesn't change the fact that that's who you are to your core as a person. I feel like money actually heightens that. Like, when a person has money, that's when you see who they really are. Because I'm gonna be real, a lot of these niggas before money, they was real humble. As soon as a nigga gets some money, that's when them true colors come out. But anyway, they look at a lot of unhealed men that get money. They look at women as like disposable, less than, you know, like something I could buy. Like, bitch, shut up. As long as I buy you this, you gonna stay. Like, you know, the money is here. I could go step out with whoever. I could bring you back all type of STDs, have babies on you. But I got money, so you gonna stay. That's how they look at women, and disgusting. But anyway, also too, like I feel like a lot of men, they especially ones with money. I mean, a lot of broke men do it too, but especially the ones with money. Like, as y'all can see, a lot of these rappers, they just have babies because they can. Like, they going around just spreading the seed, like doing the whole Nick Cannon thing where apparently they want to leave a legacy, all this crap, not knowing that it's actually doing more harm to your children than good. There's no reason why, you know, like, I don't know. But that's a totally different podcast. I didn't come here to dwell on that. Like I said, we're not doing the baby daddy, baby mama thing. Something else I wanted to talk about, as far as men with money go and how that doesn't necessarily make them valuable, is this whole polygamy wave that's going around in the spiritual community. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Like, I mean, when I first started my spiritual journey, I've never been in a polygamous relationship, and I never will be. I'm not that type of woman. I'm not built for it. But at first, I kind of was seeing, like, okay, they doing this, you know, for the children and for the income and all this other crap. And then I quickly realized polygamy is bullshit. Especially the way a lot of these men are using it. Polygamy is bullshit. I feel like polygamy, honestly, is just, it's just an excuse to sleep with a bunch of people. Like, I really don't feel like these people are genuinely, like, I don't feel like they genuinely, to me, I don't feel like these people are genuinely in a relationship with one another. I just feel like they live together and they sleep with one another, you know, I guess to keep it fresh or whatever, until, you know, somebody gets kicked out of the whole relationship and then they find a new person. Like, I've seen something on Instagram I forget her name. Anyway, she reposted it. It wasn't actually her post, but how bacterial vaginosis and polygamy kind of goes hand in hand. Do you really think that you're going to sleep with two women unprotected, or probably more, and they're not going to, you know, get yeast infections, bacterial infections, STDs? Even if you guys are just sleeping with one another, like, it's just disgusting to me. I don't know. I've never been to it. It just doesn't seem like, it just does not seem like, I just feel like women are not honest. We don't like to share our men. And I feel like a lot of times this whole polygamy thing, excuse me, this whole polygamy thing is just to please men. And women agree to it because it's like, oh yeah, like, I don't want to lose him completely, but I guess I'll share, you know, whatever. And deep down inside, it's really not what women want to do. So, like I said, polygamy is bullshit. I feel like a lot of men, and I mean, some women do enjoy it, but I feel like a lot of men and women who actually enjoy it, it's just polygamy is just a cover-up word for a sex addiction, basically. If you go hardcore for polygamy, whatever, you're just a freaking sex addict. Okay, that's what it is. There's no way I would want to be with two people. It's just weird. Like, honestly, I'm a grown-ass woman. I can barely have two best friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's weird to me. Sorry. Also, like I said, for wealthy men, polygamy is just access to sex with different women. Unlimited threesomes. And guess what? They will still make it their business to go out of the way, out of the polygamous relationship, and still cheat. Like, I feel like polygamy is definitely opening the door for that. Like, I mean, you were okay with me sleeping with her. I mean, we slept with her together. What's, you know, like, and then also, like, I feel like it's a lot of, like, I don't know if you guys, where you live at, but here in Florida, South Florida specifically, you know, we have a lot of these, you know, niggas in the hood with, you know, I'm not gonna say that. Anyway, we have a lot of these niggas in the hood, which is, it's nothing wrong with where you grew up at, because like I said, I live in the hood as well. But we have a lot of these niggas in the hood who want to get up here and scream polygamy and, oh, well, it's three incomes and whatever, whatever, whatever. It's better for, you know, us, and we can all buy a house, and if we all put our incomes together, we can all pay the bills easier, and blah, blah, blah. If you need help financially, just say that. Like, I feel like when anytime a man, okay, so if it's a wealthy man and he stresses polygamy, it's definitely purely a sexual addiction and an excuse to cheat in unlimited threesomes and all that. Now, when it's a guy who is on the broker side, it should translate in everybody else's mind around them, the women that they're trying to get to, you know, get themselves involved with this, it means he needs help with bills. At this point, it's not because he love y'all. It's not because, well, it also could be linked to a sexual addiction, but most of it is they need help with the bills. And guess what they do? They still cheat. Because, like I said, once again, polygamy is just opening a door for niggas to feel comfortable to just go out here and just, you know, throw their little pituita at everybody, you know? Like, I can't get with it, never. Like, if a guy bring up polygamy to me, I'd probably just delete his number immediately and block him and not look back. Because to me, polygamy in a man's mind, it's purely sex. It's nothing else. And I can't be with nobody who has like a addiction to sex. Because I mean, there's one thing to have sex often, but there's another thing to have a addiction. Okay, weird. Because when you have a sexual addiction, it means it don't matter who you do it with. A lot of times, a lot of these hotel, okay, let me, all right, anyway. When people have a sexual addiction, it don't mean, they don't care who they do it with. They don't care how many people are involved. None of that. Like, people with sexual addictions, they, doesn't matter the gender, the race, the none of that. Sex is sex to them. That's just weird to me. I can't be with nobody who just out here like that. Also, that is another reason why, like, I feel like, you know, a lot of these women in these relationships, which me, I've had men ask me this a few times, but I normally when I get asked this, I just give them that look. You know that look when your mom, you know that look when you got your mama fucked up? I just give them that look like, sir, did you really just ask me that question? Anyway, like, I don't understand threesomes either. Like, I'm sorry. That's shit that you do when you're in college, whatever. That's shit you do when you're not in a relationship. I'm sorry. No. Threesomes are not for relationships. That's for shit that you do when you just out here fooling around. And a lot of these women are doing it. And they're first of all, they're heterosexual. Meaning they really, really don't like women at all. Because I don't. I mean, women look nice. Women look good. But will I probably get involved with a woman sexually? I probably won't. I'll keep you guys. Well, I ain't going to keep y'all posted. But I just don't think that I will. Death to men asking their wives and their girlfriends for threesomes. Most of us just don't want to do it. And the women who do that, and even the women who enjoy being with other women, that's another thing that's opening the door for men to cheat. And, like, I know, like, a lot of this, like, this whole podcast is kind of all over the place, but I don't know if you guys know who I'm talking about, but I feel like if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's why I'm hitting the points that I'm hitting. I'm specifically talking about these two individuals that I was talking about earlier and their situations. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen to me, because it could happen to any of us, to be honest. I'm just saying some clear things that I would have not been down with. Okay? Because I feel like a lot of this contributed to the predicament that the two individuals are into right now. But, yeah. Threesomes are opening up the door for him to cheat. Like, I don't know why y'all feel like, oh, yeah, like, I'm gonna just give him a threesome. I'm gonna keep it up. I'm gonna keep it alive. I'm gonna keep it spicy. I feel like anytime a man asks you for a threesome, he basically saying, you're not enough. A, you're not enough. B, I just wanna go out here and cheat. Or I just wanna fuck something different. That's what it sounds like to me. And sure, it may be nice in the beginning. Then it's going to get to a point where your feelings are going to be getting involved, where you're like, hey, you know, can we not do the threesome thing anymore? But now you're stuck because you did it once. Now you got to do it 10 times. You got to always agree because you done it once. And it's going to get to a point in a woman's life where you're going to be like, hey, like, can it just be me and you? Why are we always inviting somebody else into the bedroom with us? Like, you got to think about it in the long run. Like, what about when y'all have kids together? When y'all get married? You know, are y'all really going to still be doing this? Like, one thing I've learned with men is you can't just, with men, if you're doing something on the regular, you got to keep that up, or that's going to just make them feel like, what the fuck? Hold on. You know? Like, if you always, let's say on Sundays, you always make him a grilled cheese for lunch. And then one day you just stop. Like, it's probably a bad example, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the men will understand what I'm saying. He gonna be like, hold on, wait now. Like, what the fuck? Like, so you mean to tell me you ain't gonna make me a grilled cheese this Sunday for lunch? Like, you going out to the mall, but usually you do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, men, they like consistency and repetition just like women, and it probably matters more to men than it does women. Like, I feel like women can kind of go with the flow. Men, they don't quite adjust like women have to adjust. You know what I'm saying? If you start getting a man, you two, threesomes, all that, polygamy and all that crap, you have to stick with it. The moment you decide you don't want to put up with it no more, you're going to have to leave, because he's not going to stop. And I feel like threesomes also, like, it, like, listen, I've seen it happen before, where the woman will be genuinely, genuinely interested in other women. Like, she's attracted to other women. You know, she invite a woman into her bed or whatever. Well, man, next thing you know, they pretty much having some sessions without you. Now they done exchange numbers. Now they talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Oh, no, I can't. Anyway, but to wrap things up, just because a man has money does not make him valuable. Like, just because a man got money, that don't mean you should just stay and put up with his bullshit, put up with the threesomes, the polygamy, the all that, because fuck that. Now, there's levels to this, because, I mean, honestly, sometimes, like, obviously, if you get with, like, a rapper, like, sis, he gonna cheat. But, you know, that's a totally different podcast. But, like, when I say men with money, I'm not talking about niggas that's, like, buku rich. You know? Like, I'm not talking about, like, rich and famous. I'm not even talking about rich. I'm just talking about wealthy. You know what I'm saying? Something where they, you know, net worth probably, you know, 500,000 or under. You know what I'm saying? Not a million. Like, they either 100,000 or, you know, a half a ticket, 500,000. You know, like, nothing too, you know, not a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that don't make them valuable just because they make that money. And then also, too, you got to be looking at, child, there's also other factors, how they get the money, how long have they had that money. Because I feel like a lot of times when men just run into money, child, you got to give him a few years before you talk to him, because the whole newly wealthy thing with men, it go to the head. But also with that too being said, like, a lot of these men with money that are just trash individuals, the type of women they end up with is usually their karma. And I feel like for the individual that I was talking about, I'm not gonna say anybody's name, for the individual that I was talking about in the beginning of this podcast, I feel like that's what's gonna have to happen. Like, sometimes, if you don't learn your lesson, the universe, God, Allah, whoever you believe in, will have to send you a motherfucker to humble you and really put you in your place. And I feel like for a lot of these men that basically they have money and they ruin good women, like, that's the future for them. The future for them is they're going to find, she don't even got to be a gold digger. But anyway, they're going to find some bitch to take them through the mud. And that's their karma. And don't feel bad for them. Do not interfere. Do not go back because you feel bad for them. That is their karma. And let it be. Let go and let God. Okay? So, I feel I'm going to wrap it up here, because I think I've hit every point that I wanted to hit. I don't know how my upload schedule is going to go. But I'm going to figure that out. I'm trying to, you know, not be too spacey with these things. Because I've, you know, scrolling through Instagram and getting on YouTube, you always see some shit that you want to talk about. So, I really don't know. I don't have an upload schedule, but I appreciate you for listening. I would appreciate it if you subscribe. If you are watching this from YouTube, you can hit the like button. You can share this. Comment. I'm not sure what other platforms I'm going to upload this to, but if you are watching this on a podcast platform or listening to this, I would appreciate it if you subscribe. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in a later podcast.